Right now, let's bring in Pat Pagano, and we'll take a look at that forecast. Pat, I'm taking a look at my radar, and it looks like there's a almost like a line of like might be a cold front coming through that's just to the west of us. Am I looking at that right or no?
Well, there is a front. Yeah, there is a front. There is also a second low, the one that was in Oklahoma that's off Delaware. So the two are combining, and that's why we do have the rain changing over to wet snow. And it will be windy and highs today, 35 to 40, miserable day. Again, we're looking an inch or two, mainly higher elevations. And tonight it'll be clear and cold, mid-20s. I wouldn't doubt that some places where the wind slackens off, deeper valleys, will drop to the upper teens. That is by tomorrow morning. And your Halloween day will be sunny in the mid-40s. Clocks go back 1 hour tomorrow night. Full hunter's moon, also the blue moon, because it's the second full moon this month. Clouding up Sunday with showers, it's going to get windy, but mild, mid-50s. Kiss that goodbye. Changeable skies, that should be skies, Marshall, I see the W in there. Yeah. Changeable skies, windy, passing rain and wet snow showers. We're in the mid-40s. The wind on Monday will gust about 40 miles an hour. So Monday is going to be a a blustery day. There's no doubt about it. And election day right now looks to be sunny and cool with temperatures in the 40s. So this should not be a problem as far as getting out to the polls to vote. I don't think that is going to be a problem because I think a lot of people have already been to the polls and voted.
Well, if it's going to be in the 40s and winds in the 40s on Monday, that means it's going to probably feel like it's 10 or 15 degrees.
Oh, it's going to be bitter. I can tell you something. Your ears had to be ringing yesterday because I always make fun when we have these cool, rainy days. I call it the Marshall Miles weather day. I got to the cemetery. First of all, what a job getting to the cemetery yesterday in the pouring rain and going over the GW Bridge. I don't have to tell you how miserable that was. So we get to the cemetery, and I'm under the assumption, you know, they always let you wait, you know, and the hearse pulls away. I guess it's got a rain sting. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, they're probably going to have at least a tent set up because, I mean, it was blinding rain and the wind was blowing like you can't believe. We're in the Bronx. I think it's St. Raymond Cemetery. About 20 minutes later, they come to each car and tell us that we could proceed out, you know, to the cemetery. And I'm thinking to myself, you've got to be kidding. You know, they say there's a tent or we're going someplace else. Mud. Walking in mud in the cemetery, no tent, nothing, casket outside, pouring rain, flowers on top of it. Literally, there 5 minutes and gone. But in the 5 minutes with an umbrella, I was soaked. Yeah. Soaked. And I said, we traveled an hour to get here for 5 minutes. An hour to get there for 5 minutes.
And traveling back, you're going to be uncomfortable the rest of the day.
I was. We got back home about 4 o'clock, and I could not get warm.
Yeah,
could not get warm. 4 o'clock, and it was. You know, to me, I understand it's COVID times and the whole bit, but if you have a funeral, it's up to the funeral home and/or cemetery to provide. What's the word for this? Suitable arrangements for the funeral. I mean, you're paying for it.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? You're just going to tell everybody, hey, don't worry about it. Just climb out there in the mud, get soaking wet, and get going. I mean, I remember years and years ago when my Aunt Rose died. It was a very, very cold day. It was in the middle of, she died in January. It was one of those very bitterly cold January's. I drove out on Long Island all the way out, about an hour and a half. We got there. They did not let us go out onto the cemetery because of the wind and the cold, and they brought us into their chapel. And they put the casket there inside the chapel. They did the prayers, and then we left. And again, it was only like 5 minutes, but it was suitable. I don't get it. But aside from that, Marshall, on another note, another happy note, let's put it this way, not another dreary note. I'm finding out more and more about the weather station that I'm having problems with. I went into a community bulletin board, and they said, a lot of people answered, They said that the sensor that is 6 feet above my roof right now on a mast has to be paired with the hub before putting it up. Of course, we weren't told that. Yeah. So now I will have to get the handyman back. He's going to have to go up there, get it down, bring it down, pair it, and put it back up. More money.
Actually, what you should just do is be there when he's there with his cell phone.
Right.
And you, as long as he's there and you're inside the house, he can pair it right up there. Yeah. I would try that instead of taking it all down first. First of all, you're going to find out what type of signal you have up there, okay?
Well, we have that all. That's all fine. When you take it out, underneath where the pole goes in, there is a little on-off switch.
Oh.
And in order to pair it, it's got a green light, and he did put it on, but in order to pair it, you have to go under that switch and hold the reset button until it blinks so that it pairs with the hub, which is an electric hub. And then once that is paired, you can put that back on the pole, and then you could add that device to the app.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you something here you're not going to like to hear. Don't put it on the roof, Pat. If you have a power outage, if your power flicks and goes out, you're going to have to repair it again.
It's solar. It's completely solar.
No, no. I'm telling you, it might be solar, but your unit in your house is not solar. So if your unit in the house blinks off at all for any reason at all, you got to repair that thing on your roof. You got to repair it to your system in the house. Because your house isn't, if you had a generator that came on right away, but if you have a drop in internet service, it will drop the pairing, and there's a 50-50 chance that you're going to have to repair.
But I think you're right. Hold on, you're right. You don't pair it with the hub; you pair it with the phone, because I just remembered that they said all setup has to go through your Android or your...
Okay, well, that's different then. That's different.
That's it, right? It's paired with the phone.
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
So then you're right. So then maybe he doesn't really have to go up and down. He up on the ladder. When he gets it off, he could do it right there holding it in his hands, and I could be there with the cell phone.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Add it, and then he could put it back on the mast.
Bingo. That's
I think
probably,
you're right now that I'm thinking about it. You're right.
That's the easiest way to do it. But as long as it pairs to the phone, you're okay. But if it paired directly to your internet, every time the internet goes out,
forget that. I would just throw the station away. Yeah. That's not worth my while. And the last upsetting news. Upsetting. And I mean upsetting. I got home at 4 o'clock yesterday. And when I got home, I came right immediately into the weather center. AJ was on until I got back, and I started working because I had to get everything done. And then that was 4. At around 6:30, somewhere at that time, I went up to the kitchen because I said, well, I'm just going to make a little something.
Mouseketeer, you saw a mouseketeer.
I saw droppings.
Uh-oh.
On my counter again, but this time near the refrigerator, the counter that adjoins the refrigerator. That got me very upset. I called our people, the exterminators. I left a message hoping they'll call me today. But I have not seen anything, Marshall, since the last time this happened. This is the first time because I constantly clean the kitchen. I'm constantly looking to make sure. This is the first time. So it happened somewhere between the time I left yesterday morning at 9 and when I went up. It happened actually during the day.
And the weather was cold and rainy, right?
Right.
Yeah, they're coming in looking for shelter.
Where are they getting in? I plugged everything up.
Well, you think you did, but they're mice. They're mice.
I don't like it at all.
I know. They're mice, yeah. It's one of those things. Sooner or later, you'll find where it is. Maybe you have to move the refrigerator.
That's what I'm thinking. And that's not going to be easy.
No.
I mean, it's, boxed in with cabinets on each side, and it's heavy with all the stuff. I may have to take some of the stuff out. to move it.
Yeah, it's nothing's easy anymore.
I was just going to say, Marshall, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, with the way your weather forecast sounds, not much.
Yeah, right.
Somebody asked me a question on the internet last night. What's your favorite piece of exercise equipment? I said, the couch. Give me the couch. That's my favorite piece of exercise equipment.
That is so funny. Yeah. So anyhow, so I guess I have my work cut out for me.
Well, you do.
Tonight, did you ever see Hocus Pocus, by the way?
Yes.
You love that movie, right?
Yeah, it was a good movie. Yeah, good movie.
I thought it was a good movie with Bette Midler. And tonight, they're having a reunion. It's actually $10 to reserve your ticket. They haven't announced yet how it's streaming. I'll find out. My friend Anthony, who just lost his mom, I told him to come over tonight, and he could watch it here. I'm only hoping, Marshall, that it's going to be available to stream on TV, and it's not going to be confined to a computer.
You've got a smart TV. You're fine. You're fine.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Pat. I will check with you on Monday then.
Yes, and listen, I'll see you an hour earlier.
That's right, because the clocks go back on Sunday night.
Saturday night.
Saturday night for Sunday.
Don't
That's
make
right.
that mistake. Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter, because even if you put it back Sunday night, you would still be on time.
That's exactly right. All right. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you on Monday.
All right, Marshall.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast.